Hide FM.
Hello to all listeners. I'm your host, Roivy Hernandez, aka Roives. And in this show, Roives and Artists, I speak to mainstream artists, underground artists, and creatives about their latest music releases. Plus, we learn how music through history influences new music and the experimentation of creating different music for the future. I want to take a quick second to honor that it's Women's History Month, so extra love to all the women in music. This month's theme is indie bands, so for the next hour, you will be hearing from new indie bands here in San Francisco that have not only started but gotten fast attention all within the last year. The first band is a duo indie pop group that have released their debut EP. They are called Glass Girl. Let's hear the first track called Every Night, which is also the name of the EP.
Tossing, I'm turning, I'm hoping you walk away.
Half of the band is in person here with me, as Matt Klein, the percussionist, and the other half couldn't make it tonight, but he's on the phone, and Jake Stetchel is here. Thank you for taking your time to speak with me, Jake.
Thank you.
I interpret this song about a past lover who has already moved on, and since you can't be with them anymore, the only way to still be with them is in your dreams. So as the lyrics go, quote, every night she sets my dreams on fire, end quote. Is this a song based on a true story, and does that person know that this song is about them?
That's a good question. So I'd say the song is more based on a type of person in that. As the chorus goes, every night she sets my dreams on fire, and when I die, I find I can't get any higher. You know, so that's like, I'm sure all you listeners can relate to that, in that like there's a person out there that like you know, want to be around them, but it hurts a little bit, you know. Yeah. Matt, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't think this song was based on any single one person, but just that like universal experience that we all go through, and sometimes how when a relationship fails in reality, like the memories that we tend to dwell on for long after that relationship is over is kind of the way that we continue to re-experience it. And sometimes that is often more tormenting than anything that happened in the relationship itself. And, you know, we tried to capture that in the song. And then we also went ahead and made a music video for this song as well that we worked on with a bunch of friends, I think, tries to kind of capture that emotion as well.
Yeah, and I've seen the music video, so well done on the visuals. I like that.
Thank you.
Before we keep playing songs from the EP, let's share to the listeners more about Glass Girl and its creation. You and Matt are in your late 20s. You guys met in high school and have been best friends since. You guys are both originally from SoCal and then decided to move here to San Francisco and are now roommates. Mm. Matt works in communications for a tech company, and you are a project manager for an architecture firm. Matt learned to play instruments at a young age, and you, Jake, picked up playing the guitar fairly quickly after high school. Your guys' top three indie band inspirations are Hers, Beach Fossils, and Loving. As mentioned, Matt plays the drums and also the piano, and you are the vocalist and play the guitar. Why name the band Glass Girl?
Matt?
Yeah, I mean, I think naming a band is one of the hardest things you can ever do, as anyone in a band, I'm sure, can attest to. But this name kind of was inspired by one of my favorite artists. His name is Hajime Soriyama, Japanese visual artist, very famous for these chrome androids that he's made, both via prints and sculpture. And it was something that really resonated and just kind of struck me at a young age when I was kind of discovering art and forming my own taste. And as Jake and I were tossing around names, just kind of the visual of kind of the feminine in casting glass just really resonated and felt very like tangential to this early artist that inspired me, and kind of felt like something that I could use to propel, you know, myself forward as Jake and I started creating ourselves and the music that we wanted to put out into the world. Mm-hmm.
And also, like, you know, a glass, you know, it's transparent and a bit, you know, fragile. So I feel like our songs also have those feelings. So
awesome. Let's listen to the next track. This one is titled Take Your Time.
Take your time. There's nothing out there that's worth a dime. Before the road becomes a jagged line, before I'm out of time.
Feel
this one is definitely a breath of fresh air. It's a reminder of slowing down, and no matter where you are headed in life or however lost you may be feeling, that it's okay to feel those emotions and live in the moment day by day. And in time, things will fall into place. You and Matt have taken your time when it comes to making the music, and yet everything has happened in its due time in just over a year. Mm-hmm. From writing, recording, and having small shows to headlining a show, and to releasing this EP and making a music video, as mentioned earlier, for Every Night. Mm-hmm. How do you and Matt make sure to not rush things in the process of creating music? And what has been a moment of peak emotion where you guys felt everything, and a moment of peak emotion where you guys felt nothing, or kind of an emotional block or creative mm-hmm. block?
Well, I think I'll take the first question. So usually we write songs in Matt's room, and it's a very... so let me set the scene for you. There's candles, mood lighting, and it's just like a total vibe. And then we just, you know, just kind of jam around, and we either just like have a song idea at first, or just find chords along the way, and then we just let you know, like the song kind of just be created that way. So yeah, Matt.
And then in terms of just like having a creative block or negative or feeling nothing, I mean, at the end of the day, we're writing music with our best friend. Like, there's really no like ever feeling nothing. I think even when we hit creative blocks, we're kind of just like, yeah, it's part of the process, and we'll, you know, go for a run or just play covers until we feel inspired by something. But like at the end of the day, music is such a beautiful thing and a privilege to get to do. So it's just, I'd say it's always good energy, and even when you kind of are feeling low or whatever, it's like your best friend's right there to pick you up and help you finish an idea. So really, there's not too many times I'm feeling nothing when I'm in Glassville, I gotta be honest.
That's nice.
And as you mentioned, in the room, have there have also been songs where you've written like out in the park or something like that?
Honestly, not really. Actually, so for this song, Take Your Time, it was actually mostly written in the studio because we needed a fourth song for this project. So, but besides that, it's like mostly indoors with candles.
And then like those moments of like peak creative, you know, mm-hmm. or like wait, a moment where you guys felt not creative or not in the mood to make music probably.
Is there a time for that?
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. So I guess for an example of like a peak, I remember writing this song called Fire. And we were kind of a bit frustrated because we were trying to find like a good bridge for it, and it wasn't working. And then all of a sudden we like found this chord, and then it just fit, and we're just singing it like loudly, eye to eye, and it just fit. And so I have that memory of just kind of finding that, and that was peak.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. And I remember just like, even with Take Your Time, the song we just heard, like that song was kind of mostly written, but then when we were rehearsing for a show that was like a week away, we added that kind of like final howl that kind of comes in the chorus, and I remember just being in the like practice space and everyone just kind of screaming it out and just feeling how much it elevated the song, and knowing like, oh my god, when we play that live, that's going to just send people to another level. And just like having that kind of understanding of like, wow, we just found another level for this song, and then getting to go play it the next week and just see it come to life was just, that was like peak creative, and getting to kind of look across the room and just be like, oh yeah, we found something with this.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the next song that talks about replaying or remembering moments like these. This next one is called Might.
Thank you. ceiling's crashing down. Can I scream so loud? The stars will hear me, she won't make a sound.
I love the addition of the tambourine on this track. This is definitely one I hear while having my eyes closed, just as the lyrics go, I close my eyes, I just might. You guys have shared that this song is special because it's the first one you guys wrote at a rooftop here in San Francisco, which is also the place you guys performed for the first time. Might I say, I am very impressed because it's just the two of you, and you and Matt reminded me of 21 Pilots for some reason, and although the genre or the type of music is completely different, the passion and dedication is the same of two friends simply jamming and creating. Mm-hmm. What might you suggest to anyone who wants to start a band, especially if it's just two people, and what they need to prioritize in order to make the band happen?
Well, for me, I'd say just being, I guess, just very comfortable in their presence, you know, and then because I must be like a bit spoiled because, you know, we're like best friends, but like, if you're having fun, then like you'll make something, you know, worthwhile. So I just think that if you find people that you like making music with, then it'll be easy. Matt, any thought?
I think just like be, you know, disciplined about it. Like Jake and I met for like, I don't know, 2 months, like once or twice a week for 4 to 5 hours each, and would just sit down with acoustic guitars and keyboards and like write stuff, and we wouldn't be perfect, we wouldn't like slow ourselves down, we just really just kind of kept coming back every single week to make sure that we finished songs and we got things across the line. And then once you have the music, it's like I get on social media and just get an Instagram going and start documenting the process, because like even the lo-fi low production quality stuff of just like you writing the music is going to get you a following and get people interested, because you're being creative, you're doing something outside of your comfort zone, you're being vulnerable, like you're writing music, people are going to gravitate towards that. And once you have the music and you've got social media, like you have enough to go pitch venues to start playing shows, and I think everything just snowballs after there. But it really just comes from like setting aside the time and showing up to make sure you have like a quality, you know, piece of art that you want to show. And then, you know, you have social media to make sure you can market it, and then you're good to go.
Awesome, awesome.
Preach.
Let's hear the last song on the EP. This one is called Head for Home.
Thank you. find me there.
You guys have shared the song is about home being a feeling, not a place, and capturing that in this song. Both you and Matt have experience living in SoCal and NorCal, so California is your guys' physical home. But how is music your spiritual home?
Wow, that's a deep question. I'd say for me, I think I feel like my most self when I'm like either creating music or playing it. So, yeah, it's just like a powerful way of, showing emotions, and it gives me chills, you know. It's just like a powerful thing. So I feel very, very complete, during my music moments. Matt, anything to finish?
Yeah, I mean, I just think music is like its own language. And so getting to jam, write, play live with Jake and with any other musician, you're just getting to communicate and experience each other in like a very unique way that not everyone gets to. And I just think it's a really special place to be where you're just kind of, communicating different emotions, different feelings, and it's just a powerful thing to get to do with people you don't, and it's a really crazy thing that you just get to experience with other musicians.
Cool.
I know you and Matt have been writing and preparing more music. What can listeners expect from Glass Girl in the summer and the rest of the year, and any shows or events you want to share to the listener in the coming months?
Yeah, so we have two shows on the books. So on April 4th, we're playing at Kilowatt. We're going to be the opener for a band called Tiger's Eye, a very cool band from Austin, Texas. And then we'll have a show in June, June 23rd at Bottom of the Hill, which is, I think, confirmed now. And as far as like other things, like new music and stuff like that, that'll be also out soon. But yeah, just try to on the socials.
Okay.
Yeah,
keep updated on mm-hmm. Instagram and TikTok. Well, thanks Jake for coming and speaking with me as well on behalf on Matt. Make sure to listen to Glass Girl's debut EP every night on Spotify or Apple Music, as I promise you will be listening to it every night. The next band has also been releasing indie pop music and putting themselves out there in just over a year. They are called Silverset. Let's hear.
You feeling low. I know that you don't.
That track is titled Wherever You Are, Wherever You Go, the first song Silverset released in the summer of last year. The song is about finding closure on what used to be. We got two-thirds of the band here tonight. Unfortunately, their percussionist, John Stenz, couldn't make it, but we got guitarist Grant Hespler and singer Nikki Fruth. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you for having us, Royce. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Let's quickly share to the listeners a bit about who you guys are and the creation of Silverset. John is originally from New York. Grant, you're from Massachusetts. And Nikki, you're from Arizona. John and Nikki work in tech, and Grant is a lawyer. For the most part, no one in your guys' immediate family plays instruments, and you guys have been interested in music all on your own, from learning how to play instruments to singing, and this was all interests from your guys' own self. Your guys' top three indie band inspirations are The Killers, Metric, and The Strokes. So why name the band Silverset?
Well, it all started, and I guess Grant came up with part of it. It was originally going to be Silver Sound. And I was like, and we were, you know, and we're all in San Francisco, so we're near the sunset. And so I was like, oh my God, what if it was like Silverset? And yeah, Grant, you anything to add?
Yeah, I think that was the genesis of the name. And then we were still kind of workshopping what our name was going to be. And John was kind of still on the fence about Silverset. And he went on a family trip back home, and he was actually cleaning out his grandmother's house. She had passed away, and he found at the bottom, as he was going through all these like meaningful memories, and at the bottom through all this junk, he found this like pretty priceless set of antique silverware. And so I think for him that kind of crossed him over, and we all decided on Silverset finally. Yeah,
cool. Let's hear the second song you guys have released. This one is titled Akame. Perfect. Let's go.
Yeah, was waiting there because I care, and I came through because I want you. And you were left alone without a home, nowhere to go before I got you. And now you're mine, you are mine now for all time. You're mine, you are mine all of the time.
This one was released in August. Is it true this track is about your cat name, Akame, or what exactly was inspiration for this song?
Yeah, so my cat, I do have a cat. She's like a dumpster kitty from Brooklyn, and she has a lot of anxiety. And she just has like bad separation anxiety. And I wrote this song like what I would write to her if she could understand me. Like, I often will say stuff like this to her. She doesn't know. So I was like, I can make it into a song. And I think the other thing is I really like writing songs that seem to be about one thing, but are about something else. That's like one of my favorite things to do. And I think a lot of people think it's a love song, like about a person, but it's about a cat. So shout out to all the pet owners out there.
Yes, yes, yes. I do want to quickly mention, Nikki, your singing voice sounds very similar to Ditto. I think you would do a perfect cover of White Flag.
Oh my God, thank you. I love that song. I sing it in my car.
You should make that happen.
Okay.
It's time for a short segment I call Current Music Fact, where we discuss a news topic related to music. I don't know if you guys are regular Spotify or Apple Music users, but last week Apple Music and TikTok made a partnership where Apple Music subscribers will officially be able to play full-length tracks they discover on TikTok without leaving the social app. TikTok says that the feature called Play Full Song is rolling out globally over the coming weeks and is available exclusively to Apple Music subscribers. So when a user discovers a song on TikTok's For You page or Sound Detail page, a button prompts them to open an Apple Music player within the app. And then from there, they can continue into a personalized stream of recommended songs, save them to your music, or add them directly to existing Apple Music playlists. It's also introducing a listening party, which creates a shared listening environment inside TikTok where fans can hear songs from an artist in real time, interact with each other, and engage directly with the artist during the session. Apple Music added that, quote, "This integration not only makes it easier for fans to discover, listen to, and engage with the artists they love, but also easier for fans to discover, listen to, and engage with the artists, etc. And it creates a powerful new pathway for artists, turning moments of discovery into deeper connection and sustained engagement in one simple, seamless experience," end quote. I know you guys use TikTok, especially to promote your guys' music, and so this will be a helpful tool, especially for you, your listeners who use Apple Music, or anyone who comes across your videos. What are your thoughts on this, and what tools do you guys want / would find helpful as music artists that you find or that you think are still missing from TikTok?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I had not heard about that, but I think it's really cool. Anything in this age where artists are kind of struggling to, you know, make a living, anything that drives engagement in new ways, I think that's what the promise of technology has always been for the music industry, and it hasn't played out this way. But I think that sounds like a great tool. Like, already TikTok has shown it's able to really, you know, even reinvigorate artists whose career had kind of died down. They become a TikTok sound. Their careers blow up again. So I think if it's actually driving them to get full-length plays on streaming services, it's like two for one, two for your money. So I think it sounds awesome. And I actually personally use, I don't have any personal social media, so I have less to input on the what's missing necessarily. I think, Nikki, maybe you could speak to that more.
Yeah, I mean, repeating what Grant said, first off, shout out to the partnerships team at Apple that put in a lot of late nights making that happen. I don't know you guys, but thanks for that. And I think like Grant said, you know, we're in the age of like a lot of, you know, let's call it what it is, like slop on the internet. And I think like anything that's like a true experience and like a way to connect online, like everybody spends too much time on their phones and like complains about spending too much time on their phones. So like if you're doing that in the spirit of actual connection rather than watching like, you know, random 15-second clips around about a bunch of other stuff, like you're at least learning something, you're connecting with a piece of music that like resonates for you and is like motivating you to face life, right? Like art makes life worth living. And I mean, I think that's great. That is actually one of the features I would request. I think among others, but I want to be mindful of time. But I think like, so I'll just keep to that.
Okay, nice. To finish, we're going to play your guys' new song that has not been released yet. So this is a first ever listen on Hyde FM. Let's hear.
Thank you. My love is an echo. You are the room. My heart is an ocean reflecting your moonlight. My world mirrors you. Can you ever see?
That track is called Calico and will be released April 10th. I love how you guys name these songs something that isn't as common. What is a band you guys hope to collaborate with one day? And also, would you guys collaborate with Glass Girl? Can we make that happen?
I literally was going to say that. I was like, let's do Glass Girl because they're great. Also, shout out to our friend Jolene, who we also play with a lot and love collaborating with. What about you, Grant?
Yeah, I gotta say, Glass Girl, I'm just gonna take that one. It's gonna be Glass Girl, yeah. Hope to play with y'all very soon. See their show April 4th.
Perfect, perfect. And yes, Jolene, who was our last month's guest, recommended you guys, so I appreciate you guys being here. You guys are set to release a debut EP. Please explain more to the listeners on what they can expect it, when they can expect it, and any shows you guys have coming that you wanna plug.
So the EP release, that's tentative end of the year. We are getting to the studio again with Bo Sorensen, who out in Tiny Telephone in Oakland, who produced Calico for another few days next month. So we will have more updates after that. As for shows, we're playing April 24th at the Savoy Tivoli on Grant Street in North Beach, and May 1st at the Band Shell in Golden Gate Park as part of the Illuminate Summer Series. So hope to see you guys there.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, and Calico is coming out on all platforms on the 10th of April. So you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your music.
Yes, perfect, perfect. I appreciate you guys again. Thank you guys for taking your time and speaking with me, also on behalf of John. Listen to Wherever You Are, Wherever You Go, and the rest of Silverset's music catalog on all streaming platforms. Thanks for listening till the end. I'm Ravi Hernandez. Stay blessed and stay tuned for April's show, where I speak to synth pop artists and or artists who use synth waves and bring the 80s retro vibes with their music. Thank you and good night.